This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour here of the Live Sunday edition. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Head over there, and there are a bunch of features. You can download archives of the show if you missed some of the episodes from ForkFest. They're all there. Whenever you want to go, grab them up over at freetalklive.com. And we are talking about the Moors. Who are they? Well, apparently they are an Islamic group. As you can dig into their website, this is, I'm sure not all of the Moors are part of this organization. This is riseofthemoors.org. This is the website we're on because the 11 of these folks have been arrested in Massachusetts as they were traveling through Massachusetts from Rhode Island to Maine in order to go to what they said was a training. Unfortunately, they made the mistake of stopping on the highway in Massachusetts to refuel. And that's when the Massachusetts State Trooper pulled over in order to offer them assistance, and then he assisted them into handcuffs with the assistance of a SWAT team after the Moors apparently allegedly ran into the woods, hid in the woods for a while. The news media is calling this a standoff. The news media is claiming that these are quote-unquote sovereign citizens. Apparently, they didn't bother to even look on the Moors website to find out whether they were sovereign citizens or not, because they just love to slather people with that terminology. It's so confusing, and it's so untrue. And even the Moors website has a
frequently asked question. Why is it untrue and confusing?
Because sovereigns cannot be citizens.
Yep, it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, just go and look up the definition if you don't believe me. Now, we actually have Jerome on the line here. We can get into more of the Moors. Plus, I've got video of a Moor in court, which is just absolutely fascinating stuff. We'll play some of that for you coming up here. But, Jerome, have you been following this case? I know you were calling about a different reason, but I'm just curious if you heard about the Moors.
I saw it yesterday on the news. I said, yeah, they were looking for trouble. Hey, they weren't exactly out.
They were trying to go. Wait. They were trying to refuel on the side of the road.
Yeah, with all those guns and all that, right?
They had the guns because they were going to a training seminar something like that. Probably going to the shooting range.
Training, all right. Yeah. Going to probably use some people for the shooting range too, huh?
So wait a minute. Are you familiar? Had you ever heard of the Moors before yesterday?
No, never heard of them. But they're talking about the rise of these right-wing groups in America. So they're never, well, never
I don't know. I don't know if the Moors would describe themselves as right-wing. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, you can be black and be a Republican. I guess
no doubt.
Black
no doubt. I don't know if these are Republicans,
though. You can be black and be a Republican.
I think these are sovereigns. I think these are individuals who...
Don't you hear about Herman Cain? He was a black Republican,
yeah.
Right?
They believe in sovereignty.
Oh, yeah, sovereignty. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, do you know what that is? Can you define sovereignty?
They're all looking for trouble, man. There ain't no doubt about that.
Well, look, I mean, there's no doubt that driving through Massachusetts with a bunch of guns in your car and then pulling over on the side of the highway is likely to attract trouble, but I don't think that that was their intention.
I think the cops were looking for trouble in this situation.
Yeah, that much is true.
Oh, the cops were looking for trouble. Yeah, right.
By the way, I want to hold that thought, Jerome. I want to welcome a special guest co-host here, Kirby. Grab that microphone, pull it close to you there. Say hello.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I should turn you on. Let's try turning you on first. There, now you're on.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, Kirby. You're on with Jerome. I think you've heard of Jerome. Probably heard him calling the show before.
Yeah, I think I have.
So,
what's up, brother?
Not a thing. How you doing, homie?
Brother from another mother. What's up, brother?
Another day in the belly of the beast.
All right, Jerome, what were you calling about? I sidetracked you. I asked you about the Moors. That wasn't the reason you were calling the show. So what was
yeah,
your...
Yeah, you're not getting me to agree with a bunch of crazy gun-toting fools on the side of a highway. Sorry. Anyway, now, I saw another story about the Vatican, about these, like, they arrested 10 people for, like, embezzling all this money from the Vatican and buying a building for, like, $400 million. I didn't know they could do that. Embezzlement in the Vatican? That's a shock. Right.
I'm
sure it's just the tip
is,
of the iceberg as far as the Vatican
is. $400 million, you better believe it's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I wonder what the Pope, and he just came out of surgery, I wonder what he has to say about all of that.
I suspect he won't be commenting on it.
No, you, I was going to tell you about the thing where I was involved with. I never celebrate holidays. You know, like, hey, July the 4th. I never celebrate that stuff, man. We got too much stuff. We have too much history we don't even talk about, man. Nasty, dirty, you know, hatred, all kinds of stuff. I never celebrate birthdays. I never celebrate anything, man.
Really? There's nothing to you that is worth celebrating?
I'm about to turn 65 in August, and I'm getting stuff.
65 or 55?
No, 65.
65, wow. I never would have guessed. You don't sound very old. You're always energetic when you call into the show. I would have guessed you were, like, in your
It's my vibe, man. It's my vibe.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's the way I vibe. I vibe young. But anyway.
Did you never go to somebody's birthday party, or you never celebrated anything?
Look, I've never had a birthday party. I probably haven't ever gotten a birthday present from anyone any time, ever. But, you know, I managed to survive that, man.
Okay.
I managed to survive that because I said, hey, you got to go on living, man. You can't worry about crap like that.
Well, hey, man, I get being busy. I totally understand. Like, I'm kind of the same way, honestly, Jerome. I don't tell anybody about my birthday. If you know when it is, okay, you know, I appreciate you saying something nice if you happen to know and happen to remember. But I don't have any kind of, like, social media profile that announces when my birthday is, so I get all these birthday wishes. So I'm kind of the same way.
When I think about not having birthday presents and parties and stuff, I say, oh, Jerome, go cry me a river, okay? Anyway.
But I don't know about having no celebrations, Jerome. I mean, Kirby just got back from the Fork Fest, which is the camping festival. Actually, he's got a campsite still up there, and you're going back tonight. But he just got back from Fork Fest, which is kind of a celebration of freedom. And, well, you know, is there anything wrong with that, do you think?
Is anybody getting naked up there?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I heard there was a naked guy running around this year. I don't know if there were any.
Sorry, wrong gender. Sorry. Wrong
there have been topless ladies at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I know
now
that.
Now you're talking.
All right.
Now you're talking.
Well, that's something worth celebrating,
course,
right, Jerome?
But of course.
Okay.
But of course.
All right.
The non-Bill Cosby type.
Non-Bill Cosby type? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, where you drug people and then they cut you a deal and you get away with it. No,
so you think he did it? You think Bill Cosby did it?
Of course I think he did. 50-something women? Come on. All I'm a lion? Come on. 50. And he didn't want to testify? And he didn't want to testify? Come on, man. And he's making jokes about giving women Spanish fly and all kinds of crap to get them to do what he wants? Of course he's guilty. Hey, when was the last time you heard a guy in serious trouble like that where the prosecutor walks in and cuts a deal for you to cut you slack? When? And he just happens to be Donald Trump's lawyer. Huh? Imagine that.
I did see that detail about that case. Thanks, Jerome, for the call tonight. Right. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We're here on the live Sunday edition. So, Kirby, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
Yeah, I heard you being interviewed by Aria from the campsite yesterday.
I kind of figured you did. She told me you'd be the one putting it together.
Yeah, well, she did most of the work. I just kind of made sure that the show ran and got on the air okay, and everything was great. It sounded like it was a lot of fun. I mean, this is your first time, you told us, in New England, period, right? Like this far east of the Mississippi kind of thing?
Well, I've been to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's it.
But I told her, Ari, I had to come out here and see if this was actually real.
I liked that you said that because I kind of had the same thought when I first came up here. I was like, what if I meet, like, Ian and them, and then they're just like, it's just the show. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, it was all just a put on, that it wasn't, you know, legit?
I don't know. It was like a thought I had.
Yeah, exactly, because I trust no one.
Mm.
So I had to find out.
Yeah, and you know, even when you're up at the campground, you never know who the Fed is either, right?
You never know who the Fed is even when you're at the grocery store.
It's true. You want to stick with us and hang out for a while?
Sure.
I want to ask you about the Moors, because we've been talking about them for the last hour, and you're a black man, so you know maybe you've heard of these people before.
I've heard of them. Yeah. Know very little, but I'll tell you what I know.
We don't know a lot either, and we're starting to learn, though, because these Moors actually have a website, so we can share some more of that, plus video of one of them in court.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's
looks like Lord Porcupine is in our Twitch chat room. He says, we're all naked at Porkfest. Vincent did it.
Oh, my God. Sounds like something he'd do.
So there are some people that are still up there at Rogers Campgrounds. I believe some are staying through tomorrow, maybe even longer. Who knows? I mean, Porkfest ends whenever you feel like it should end. It's a decentralized event. I haven't had the chance to really talk with Aria yet. I hope she had a chance to, you know, make her rounds around the campground and talk to people there and see, you know, what's the feedback on this year's compared to last year? Should Forkfest continue as post the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or should it be prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival? These are decisions that sort of anybody can make, but if enough people make the decision, it kind of goes in that direction. Because Forkfest is a decentralized camping event. It is full of liberty-oriented people, and you can go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. It's Ian and Bonnie in the studio here tonight, and Kirby joining us. Kirby, it was your first Forkfest, your first time in New Hampshire. You said you weren't even sure if this, meaning all of this, meaning the freedom movement, the people here on the show, et cetera, was even real. But now that you're sitting in the studio, I imagine you think it's real at this point, right?
Yeah, it's the real McCoy. I'm going to tell you, I was welcomed and greeted by you guys with such warmth and openness. Mm. It's almost cult-like. Don't take that in the wrong way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel completely at home.
There's no charismatic leader. Like, there's not one person.
No, and
person.
That's just it. You're all charismatic leaders.
Well, some people are less charismatic than others. But yeah, the idea is to have individuals, and each person leads their own life.
Yeah, you know? I love it, man. I've had a blast since I've been here. You ask a question, you get an answer.
You might get different answers, too.
Yeah, but you don't get a runaround.
Right.
And everybody tells you, this is how I feel about it. They're not telling you it's...
This is the way it is.
Yeah. And the scenery, good God.
It's gorgeous, huh?
Man, those mountains, they call your name.
You should come when the leaves change colors.
Yeah, I was just talking about that. I'm like, it's got to be gorgeous in the fall.
Now, isn't there going to be another event up at Rogers Campground? Is that like a hush-hush thing? I don't know. How public are they with that?
He was talking about it on... Matt was talking about it on... the show.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Woo Fest. I don't know. Oh, yeah. The Love and Light Fest.
The Love and Light Festival. So, yeah, some of the woo-woo types are going to be going up back to Rogers Campground. And, like, what are you guys going to do? Try to summon a UFO or something like that?
No, summon, like, a fifth-dimensional spirit.
Oh, that's even better.
I can't remember exactly.
Is there a website for Woo Fest yet?
I don't know. You need to ask Matt when he comes back.
You should find out for me.
Hello.
So we're talking about the Moors, and that's what we spent the first hour on, is what happened, why these guys are in the news. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the Moors in the news ever, and I've been aware of who they are to some extent as of like a decade ago when I found a video described as Moorish man schools judge in court on his rights. So I've got this video. I do want to play some of it here, but just to recap for those of you just tuning in, 11 supposed Moors were arrested in Massachusetts over the weekend. They were driving from Rhode Island to Maine, allegedly to go to some sort of a training. They had multiple guns, including some, so-called assault rifles, as the media would refer to it as. And they had multiple guns. They were driving. They were on the side of the road, supposedly refueling, when a Massachusetts state trooper stopped to offer them quote-unquote assistance. Well, then they assisted them into a jail cell where at least two of the Moors are refusing to give their names. And that's very interesting. I'll tell you what, if you can get down to the Massachusetts court, wherever it is Balearica is, they're in the Balearica House of Correction. I don't know if that's it was I-95, I think, that the alleged standoff was. So that's, I believe, the eastern side of Massachusetts. So it must have been over by Boston, but not in Boston. So the town in question was, let's see here. I don't know. It's not jumping out at me. But Wakefield. Wakefield, Massachusetts was where the arrest was. So whatever the district court is that handles Wakefield, Massachusetts, and is served by the Balearica House of Corrections,
If you can find out when these guys are going to be in court, and if they're doing an online court, I definitely want to tune into this. Ain't no way I'm driving to Massachusetts to go to court at all, because Massachusetts is hell, and I have no interest in actually choosing to go down there. But watching these guys in court is absolutely fascinating. Here's some of the video that I found years ago. Let's see here. This is a... you got a judge. You got a man in a fez. I think is what you call this kind of a hat. And here it is.
Your attribute for the record, please.
Shine Matilda Cushman L on behalf of the American Christian Empire Aboriginal Law.
All right. I want to ask you a couple of questions. The first question I want to ask you is: are you employed?
Objection, man. This hearing is supposed to be about jurisdiction. This court has no jurisdiction. The court has no jurisdiction to determine its own jurisdiction for a basic issue in any case before a tribunal.
Well, if I have no jurisdiction to determine my own jurisdiction, how are you going to get that issue resolved?
Listen, this case in this courtroom is a colorable, incompetent court of jurisdiction. You can't, according to federal case law, you can't set another hearing to reach and determine your own jurisdiction. As I've stated for the record plenty of times, I'm only having threat, arrest, and coercion, and because the prosecution falsely holds my property.
All right, let's slow it down for just a moment here, because there's a lot of legalese that's being put forth here. And he does mention that he's there under threat, duress, and coercion. Now,
when you were in jail, I was always watching, like, videos that I could find of you online.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a video where your lawyer at some point was trying to challenge the jurisdiction and the judge was just absolutely not having it. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, because I've never had a lawyer prior to the federal case that I'm in right now.
Maybe it wasn't a lawyer, I don't know, but it was somebody on a computer screen, and he was, like, representing you, and he was saying that he needed the judge to... I'll get back to it if you don't... I'll pull it up and try to find it.
Yeah, because normally I take on my own cases. There was, I think, one time when Sam Dodson was sort of...
It seemed like he was from, like, another state, and that's why he was on the computer screen.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay, so that was actually the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't actually a court hearing. What you're referring to is a DMV administrative hearing where Mark Stevens, who's one of these court guys, he's one of these court experts... he is...
I know who that is.
You know who Mark Stevens is. Okay, yeah, he wrote a great book called Adventures in Legal Land. So if you're somebody who may end up in a courtroom someday and you kind of want to learn how to really stick it to the man, stick it to the judge, Mark Stevens, he's like right along with these Moors. I mean, they don't have the exact same approach, but they're both sort of into the sort of the court esoteric stuff where...
And he wrote Government Indicted.
That's his second book, and I have not read that book, but I have read Adventures in Legal Land, and it's a fantastic book. In fact, you have to find that book, Government Indicted. I think Calvin...
it's Calvin's.
Okay, yeah, I do want to read that at some point, because Mark's an excellent writer. And anyway, so we're going to continue here. More on this. But the Moorish gentleman here in court, he says he's there under threat, duress, and coercion. He's not there voluntarily. He's there because he knows this woman in the robe is going to send men with guns after him. They're going to break into his home. They're going to terrorize his family. That's why he's in the courtroom, and he's challenging jurisdiction. Now, this is something that a lot of the court, you know, esoteric expert, magic words in court guys will tell you to do. A lot of times it doesn't work. So we'll see how it goes here for this guy. More coming up. You can join us. Free talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The country has come up short of the White House's goal to have 70% of American adults receive at least one shot of COVID vaccine before July 4th. Only 67% of U.S. adults have currently received a shot so far, with only 58% fully vaccinated. The slowing vaccination rates coming as the Delta variant of the virus is spreading across the country. The CDC reporting last week that the strain accounts for a quarter of new COVID cases in the nation. And more than 150,000 people have been evacuated from eastern Cuba as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches the island. The storm killed three people as it passed by the Dominican Republic in St. Lucia over the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to weaken as it passes over central Cuba, where heavy flooding is possible. The storm is forecast to turn towards Florida on Monday and then threaten the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
Whenever I was Undersecretary of Border Security during the Bush administration, we had joint efforts with our state counterparts because we needed those resources. Today, that partnership is even to a greater extent. So when multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government. And if that's not happening, then that's a shame. But we're going to try to do our part because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing with the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the Sunday episode, the number for you. If you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. We got more coming up of one of these Moors in court. And I don't mean one of the 11 that was arrested on Saturday. They have yet to appear in court, but I want to, like, tomorrow, once court, quote-unquote, business is back in session, I'm going to try to find out which court these guys are in, because there's been, obviously, in the last year, courts have been given this incentive to go remote, whereas before you used to have to actually show up in court. Now they've got all these remote feeds, they've got Zoom, they've got WebEx, and so there's a chance that these Moors who've been arrested in Massachusetts over the weekend, these guys that really, you know, they believe in sovereignty, they know their rights, they know, a lot of them know how to handle themselves in court, they are going to be in court for their first initial hearing after their arrest. And judging by what this guy did in 2009, which we're going to play more of this audio for you here in a moment, it should be pretty interesting, pretty illuminating, possibly entertaining, and at the very least it'll be worth, I think, watching to see how they handle themselves in court this week.
I just had to go use the bathroom next door because our bathroom was busy, and our neighbor who owns that book and works with Mark Stevens, he was saying that, because on the last segment we were talking about how the more in this video was bringing up, like, you have to prove that you have jurisdiction over me,
right,
type of thing. Well, he was saying, our neighbor who worked with Mark Stevens.
Right, he was Mark's producer for a long time.
He was saying, it's cool that you brought that up, and he was saying it's not really something that really works every single time,
right.
But it's a good thing for an activist to use because the judges basically just have to show that they really don't have jurisdiction. They're just like, no, we're moving on. That's what happened in your case, if I remember.
Yeah, well, in the case you're referring to with Mark Stevens, it was not a court case. It was an administrative hearing at the DMV, and I actually had Mark Stevens as my representative there, and the guy who was running the hearing, the bureaucrat, he's not a judge, the bureaucrat running the hearing got so upset, he like had a temper tantrum, disconnected Mark Stevens from the hearing, and then proceeded forward without Mark at the hearing because he was so mad, because Mark, it's basically Mark Stevens' technique is to just hammer the judge with questions that they just can't answer. And if they were to answer honestly, it would box them into a corner that they couldn't get out of. So it either puts them in a position generally, usually things go one of two ways. You either put them in a position so they're so uncomfortable that they drop the case because they don't want anyone else in the courtroom to see what's happening. They don't want to see it. They don't want them to see it go further because they don't want to answer the questions. Or they lash out at you and they throw you in a jail cell for contempt of court. So like, it's not a guaranteed you're going to be set free kind of a situation, but it is a guarantee that you're going to piss the judge off and you're going to show people the true nature of the violence inherent in the court system in a lot of cases. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And also
Kirby.
Kirby, welcome back to the show. Yeah, it's great to have you here. We're going to continue with this video with the Moor in court. Again, this is back in 2009. It's fascinating footage. I just love watching people who aren't afraid of a judge take on these courts. And another great example, this is Dick Marple, former state representative here in New Hampshire, who just yells at a judge in court, which is an amazing thing to watch. And this, the Moor here, the very beginning, puts this judge in her place, and it's amazing to watch this, or you'll hear it as well when we play it and we continue. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. First up, Diane is on the line listening to WVMT in Vermont. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I really love history, and I've, ever since 9/11, I've been studying Islamic history, and I don't know how much you want to know, but Spain was ruled, it was conquered and then ruled by the Moors for about 700 years. They did conquer North Africa first.
Hmm.
I like that about Morocco because I can see that word Moor right in Morocco.
Yeah, apparently that's where the word comes from, according to the Moors website that I was looking at earlier. So is that all you wanted to share was sort of a brief history of the Moors?
I have a lot about that little thing. You know, I mean, Mohammed came, 600 something or other, and then it was one of the armies that came out of, you know, and for Mohammed, they went around conquering places, and they do have a lot of North Africa, and they did have Spain for like 700 years. They'd like to have it back, but
well, apparently some of the Moors in the United States believe, and it's an interesting theory and one that's, I think, worth doing a little bit more research on, saying here that the United States was essentially Western Morocco.
Makes sense, doesn't it, really? I mean, when you think about it from the point of view of the Quran, the Hadith, the Surah, you know, if you can stand to read those.
I have actually read the Quran. I read it while I was in jail for civil disobedience a decade ago. And interestingly,
it makes sense, but the Surah and the Hadith explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting book. It's sort of a continuation of the Bible, and one of the differences between the... that's basically what it is. I mean, it's my understanding.
Well, I mean,
it's a
I don't see the forgiveness and things that Christ had with Muhammad was so completely different, you know.
I don't know about that. There was the time when, and I don't remember which battle it was or whatever, but and I'm sure if there's a Muslim listening, he could call in and be more specific about it. For instance, we still have Will Coley.
You're allowed to lie to the infidel. You may lie to the infidel. That's okay.
Didn't Muhammad come way before Jesus?
No.
He came in the 600s A.D.
He came after.
Oh.
But there was a time where Muhammad and his followers were being attacked, and the attackers fled, and Muhammad said, do not, you know, attack them back. Do not retaliate against them. And so he actually did practice forgiveness.
Yeah, he was very inconsistent.
He did practice forgiveness.
But one of the first things he did was to go up to Jerusalem and behead like 900 Jews in front of his brand new wife.
God killed 60,000 people in one of the books of the Bible. God himself.
Did you say God?
Of course.
God has the power over life and death.
Is that okay, though, like to kill 60,000 people?
Of course not. I mean, I hate it.
So God was wrong in that particular case, then?
God was wrong. That's really good.
You know what Jesus said?
What can I say? How could I ever say that God was wrong? I mean, God created everything. So.
Well, I've read both books. There's very little difference between the two.
Yeah.
And so I say, in the end,
that's, of course, in that's what the they want you to believe. But if you want Sharia here...
What was the way the Christians in this country acted? Was that much different than
Christians
Sharia?
Christians are terrible. They're like people, you know? They had most of the Middle East, and gradually...
It's religion, ma'am.
And you'd like to live there, but...
What?
But, you know, I don't see Islam.
Who would like to live
religion.
There? Who would like to live in the Middle East?
Who'd like, I don't know, but...
You just said you'd like to live there. You weren't referring to someone specific?
No, I would not. That's not what I said, but I don't speak very clearly.
Okay,
no
worries.
Sorry.
Well, hey, Diane, thanks for joining us.
I don't see it as a religion. I see it as just a culture and politics.
You don't see Islam as a religion?
No, I don't.
Have you ever met someone who practices it?
Yes, quite a few, but...
How could you not see it as a religion? I mean, it is quite clearly a religion. They have all kinds of beliefs. They have beliefs about God and the nature of the universe, and they have religious,
have
you know...
beliefs. I mean, you know...
They have religious acts that they perform regularly, far more so than Christians. Islamic people pray at least five times a day, Diane. I mean, they take time out of their day, and they turn towards Mecca. Can I finish a sentence?
You know?
They take five times out of their day, very specific, and they turn and they pray. That's more so than any Christian I've ever seen.
Well, all religions are not created equal.
Well, you know, Jesus does say that the kingdom of God is within you, and when somebody accused him of not like interpreting the Torah correctly, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
Thank you, Diane, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm thinking she was a Christian, but she wasn't real.
Most people in this country are.
She wasn't real clear. I mean, look, even if you don't agree with Muslims, you at least should have the respect to say that they have their own religion. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They gather together to worship in specific places. They have a place to go to pray every single day. 603-283-6160. You can join us here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have some folks on the line here. We're going to get to your calls and thoughts. Also, I want to get back into the video, which you're going to hear, obviously, just the audio from, and that's really the only important part, is the Moorish man in court back in 2009. Now, the Moors, 11 of them apparently were arrested this weekend in Massachusetts, some with multiple guns as they were transporting to Maine from Rhode Island. So they weren't trying to stay in Massachusetts. They were on the side of the road. And if you're going to gas up anywhere in the country, if you have your own gas, because apparently they had their own gasoline, which is interesting, self-sufficient folks, they unfortunately pulled over on the side of the highway, and that's how the cops found them. So had they taken the time to, like, drive off the highway, go onto a side road, and just gas up on some, you know, Nowhereville road, then there's almost no chance they would have been spotted by the police. Or had they just gone into any old gas station and just filled up like normal, you know, folks would have done, I don't think that would have raised any suspicions. As long as they weren't toting rifles around the parking lot of the gas station, I think they probably would have been okay. But because they were on the side of the road, well, the government gang believes that's their road. And if you're parked on the side of it, they're going to stop. And they're going to ask you questions.
They're going to start looking for trouble.
Yeah, well, they're going to act like, oh, do you need some assistance? I see you're, are you broken down here? Can we assist you?
Well, you know, like you said, why not do it in a normal way? They go out of their way to draw attention to themselves.
Do you think they did this on purpose?
I'm sure they had enough gas to make it to the next rest stop.
Yeah, why they didn't have enough gas? I mean, it's driving from Rhode Island to Maine. You don't have to stop between, you know, in Massachusetts. That's not that long of a distance, right?
Yeah.
New England isn't a big place. And so they should have had gas before they left Rhode Island. But I don't know. I can't imagine they really wanted this conflict because they didn't, you know, they didn't actually have a real standoff. There wasn't any kind of shooting. There wasn't any kind of serious danger as far as the cops weren't shot at. There's no dead cops here. There's no actual violence besides the police doing violence on the Moors, besides the police kidnapping these men, putting them in cages, and charging them with completely victimless crimes, including basically having a gun,
having ammunition, and wearing body armor in the state of Massachusetts.
But you know, a lot of people want to have a shootout and be a trigger puller. Till
it actually happens.
Pull the trigger.
That's a good point.
You know.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Kirby in the studio tonight. But first up, we're going to Gordon. He's calling, listening to WVMT up in Burlington, Vermont. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hey, how are you doing there?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I used to live in Keene, actually. It's a great place.
Hey, cool.
Best job I ever had in the world. But I live in Vermont now. But I also used to live in Massachusetts, so I know the routine down there. Can I tell you a couple things? First of all, that town... Billerica.
Okay. I mispronounced it. Okay, yeah. So I'm not from up here.
You know now. It's not Billerica.
Billerica?
Billerica.
Billerica.
And I want to say about these guys, they're not very smart.
Oh, I suspect they are pretty smart.
No, they aren't.
I'm looking forward to seeing them in court.
They wanted to get arrested because if they had any brains, they would have known that you don't stop on the interstate. Especially in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is real tough about that. You know, I've been stopped myself. I'm not saying in love with the cops, but that's what they do. You know, they have to patrol that road. That's their job.
They were from there.
These guys don't have the sense to get enough gas to drive to Maine or stop somewhere else. That tells me they're not very smart people. And then not only that, but they go running off into the woods. That looks kind of like they're trying to evade something, like they might have committed a crime. So you
well,
say,
but they
well,
didn't
no,
actually commit
right,
a real crime.
Right
there was no
jump
victim.
Jump out of a car and run off into the woods, you know.
Well, I can't blame somebody for not wanting to get kidnapped by an armed gang and thrown
if
into...
If they didn't want to get kidnapped, they'd have the brains to get enough gas not to run out on the side of the road.
Well, I don't know what the story is there with why they ended up being on the side of the road.
Because
remember,
they're Moors.
Well, that's not very nice. Remember...
Okay, first of all, the Moors were known as pirates. That's why the U.S. Marine Corps was founded, because that's what they do. They're pirates.
That's not what they do. From my understanding, the Moors in this particular case are sovereigns. They're people who want to have their own life.
What does
they
that
don't...
mean, sovereign?
Do you know what a sovereign is?
Call yourself a sovereign. No, I mean, you can say you are, but if you want to have a fight with the police, you know, or the establishment, I'd say, well, good luck, you know. But
well, I don't know if that's
any...
what they want to
Isn't
do.
Isn't that what this holiday is specifically about, people who fought with the establishment and won?
Yeah, they fought so that we could have our own country here with our own laws and not part of Great Britain. We hopefully would be more oriented towards our needs and freedom of individuals.
We don't have the same needs, dude. I don't have the same needs as you.
And wasn't this country occupied when the so-called pilgrims got here?
That's right, yeah.
And where are those people today?
What, the pilgrims?
No, the people who were here
when
the pilgrims got
here. I'm not saying there's any, there's nothing dirty about our history. But the fact
is,
how did those black guys get here, bro?
Sorry, I put them on hold for a moment.
How did they get here? I'm a black guy, as you can see, I understand them wanting their own.
Well, sure,
America's taking
that,
a dump on everybody these days, black, white, red, brown, and yellow. So for you or anyone else to say that they shouldn't want to be sovereign or they don't have that right, you're wrong, bruh.
I'm not going to
tell you that they were very bright for stopping on the side of the road.
That was a mistake.
That was a 25-watt bulb mistake. It was a box full of rocks
mistake. That's the kind of thing that if you're some kind of a militia and you make mistakes like that, you're not going to last very long. So that tells me they're not very smart.
Okay,
full of attitude.
What's that got to do with what I ask you?
What?
Wasn't this country occupied when those pilgrims who turned into colonists, who turned into traitors, who turned into patriots, wasn't this country occupied? And is it
well,
not?
It wasn't a
where
country.
Are those people?
It wasn't a country.
Okay.
Right.
Was this land occupied?
Some of it was.
So,
that's
but
correct.
Okay.
And I'm not excusing
but,
what
but
was
you
done
genocided
to
the rest.
I'm saying though that right now these people think that they're they're going to start a militia.
Why not? There's plenty of militias in this country.
What?
Why not? There's plenty of militias in this country.
Yeah, but they act stupid, though, and they act
okay,
like
okay, but here's the thing, Gordon.
Gang.
You're jumping to the conclusion.
No.
That, hold on. Yes, you are, because
no,
that's what the mainstream...
You already have your conclusions. You already know what you know. and you think you have absolute...
Well, no, I don't know. All I know is what's being reported. I'm going to put you on hold here. All I know is what's being reported. And what's being reported is what the police are saying. The police are saying they were refueling. I don't know if that's actually true. Maybe they had a breakdown. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. If you drive somewhere, you know there's a chance something's going to break. And it's always when you don't want it to, almost always. And in this case, it could have been on the highway, and the police might just be claiming that they were refueling. But either way, whether they were or they weren't, if it was a mistake, it was a bad one. But that doesn't mean that they're stupid. Smart people can make stupid mistakes sometimes. Anyway, Gordon, I'll give you the final thoughts here. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, these people look like they're a threat, and that's why...
The state police are the threat, man. It's the police who are the threat.
There's a reason that the police exist, though.
Yeah, it's to tell you what to do. It's to own you. It's to tell you what to pay.
The police walk around.
They're the overseers.
They're the protect and to serve.
No.
To protect who?
To serve who? What? Serve their own needs, serve the needs of their overlords.
I mean, Gordon, how can you be around as long as you've been around? I'm going to guess you're in your 50s at least.
I'm older than that. Yeah. How old are you, like 39?
What? It's none of your business anyway. But
see, well, you're doing the same to me. You're a hypocrite.
I'm saying you've been around long enough to
That's
know
right.
that the police are not your friend.
I know. I mean, I've been arrested by them.
Can you say
but you know
that?
What? There are laws, though. You realize when you get arrested, if you break the law,
yeah, there are
that's
laws
the way
are
it
crap.
Is.
I
there
think you're just a cuck if you get arrested and you say, oh, well, actually, I should start listening to the police more. It was my fault.
No, not at all. But I'm saying you got to at least watch your ass and don't be a dummy.
All right,
you're
Gordon.
Not going to get arrested, okay?
Thanks for the call tonight. But you denied the police are an occupying force. The police are a gang. They're a criminal enterprise. They're part of the government. The government is a criminal enterprise from top to bottom, state, federal, local. I don't care what level we're talking about. It is a group of men and women who have decided they can tell you what to do.
If you can say that these Moors who were just feeling up on the side of the road with guns and body armor looked like a threat, and not say that the police who walk around with guns and body armor and
right.
antagonize people look like a threat, then you're a hypocrite.
I don't know any Moors who have gone around kidnapping people at the point of guns. Now, maybe it's happened at some point in the past, but I've never heard those allegations about
it. Who kidnapped you, was it?
No Moors were involved in my kidnapping.
It was the police.
Yeah, it was people calling themselves the FBI, the IRS, the, I don't know, CIA. I don't know who all was involved. They didn't tell me who they were. You know?
They were they. That's all you
right.
needed to know.
603-283-6160. You know, I wish the police were actually protecting good, peaceful people, but they are doing the opposite. They are the threat.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.